We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall never surrender until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of people.
In times of universal deceit, truth is the only rebellion left. President Trump issues an executive order for our nation's public schools to teach patriotism and the reality and truth of U.S. history, and the left completely loses its mind. I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion. Welcome to today's edition of The Rebellion. As I said in the intro, today we're going to talk about President Donald Trump's recent announcement that he plans on establishing a commission that will focus on teaching the facts of United States history and patriotism in our public schools. Before we get into that story, however, let's deal with a quick bit of housekeeping. I know that you all don't like me spending time on that, so bear with me. This one will be very short. Remember that you can subscribe to The Rebellion on patreon.com/Dr. Everett Piper. Subscribe to The Rebellion on patreon.com/Dr. Everett Piper, DREVERETTPIPER. If you subscribe at given levels, you can get a free autographed copy of one of my two books, Why I'm a Liberal and Other Conservative Ideas, where I take on the false liberality of today's liberals. They're not liberals. They're not classically liberal. They don't believe in liberty and personal freedom. They believe in top-down control. At every turn, you see Democrats wanting to impose their will on you. That's not liberty. That's not human freedom. That's oligarchy. That's tyranny. That's despotism. A classical liberal believes in liberty. He believes in freedom. Classical liberals believe in classical conservatism. They believe in conserving the time-tested truths of God, because it's those truths that are endowed to us by our Creator that give us the self-evident rights, the unalienable rights that we enjoy in a constitutional republic such as the United States of America. So classical liberalism is actually what conservatives stand for today, because it's the conservative who believes in human freedom, whereas the progressive believes in human control. So that's why I'm a liberal and other conservative ideas. And then my bestseller, Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth, is my attempt to tackle the snowflake rebellion and the lunacy of microaggressions and trigger warnings and safe spaces in our nation's academy, in our schools, our colleges, and our universities. So patreon.com/Dr. Everett Piper to subscribe to The Rebellion. Back to today's news, back to today's story. So on September 17th, President Donald Trump announced that he is going to sign an executive order where he's going to call upon our nation's schools, our public schools, schools that are funded by your tax dollars and mine, schools that you and I pay for, schools that should be doing our bidding because they get their money from us. Our nation's public junior high schools and colleges and universities would not exist if you and I weren't taxed to fund them. Now, I know this because I was a university president for nearly 20 years, and prior to that, I was a vice president of different universities for nearly 20 years. I spent nearly 40 years of my career, almost all of my career, in the ivory tower, in the academy. I love the classical liberal arts academy. I believe in it. So I'm not commenting because I'm somehow anti-education. That would be ludicrous for anybody to accuse me of that. I believe in the beauty and the grandeur of classical liberal education, education that is grounded in the idea that it exists to set people free, grounded in the words of Christ, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free, grounded in the history, the 1,000-year history that goes all the way back to Oxford, of what it means to educate a free society, a free people, a free culture, a free country, and a free church. I believe in all of that. And Donald Trump's proclamation this past September 17th on Thursday was grounded in that assumption. Here's what he did. He signed a proclamation extolling our country's, the United States of America's, virtues. That's what he did. He signed a proclamation extolling, praising our country's virtues, and at the same time praising our founding fathers, Jefferson and Washington and Hamilton and John Jay and John Adams and Benjamin Franklin. He praised our founding fathers for their courage and for their wisdom and for their insight and for their sacrifice as they crafted a constitution that would guard and guarantee life and liberty for over 200 years to the United States citizens, and hopefully for another 100 to 200 years hence. Well, in his corresponding speech, when he signed this proclamation where he praised our country and our founding fathers, he had a speech where Donald Trump announced his intentions to establish, get this, the 1776 Commission. Well, this commission is aimed, the reason for it is it's aimed at encouraging our nation's public schools to teach our nation's historical facts about our nation's founding. The 1776 Commission is intended to teach real history, the science of history, the facts of history. You know, we're not being science deniers here. We're actually embracing the historical facts, the science, the empirical reality of who we are as a nation. And Donald Trump is establishing a 1776 commission to do that. Well, when he made this announcement, it took seconds, only seconds, for the Democrats to lose their mind. They went nuts. They completely lost their mind. Let me give you some examples. The American Federation of Teachers president, a guy by the name, or is it a woman? I don't know. It's Randy, spelled with an I. Randy Weingarten. 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 Randy Weingarten bewailed by saying this. It's disgusting. The president has no right. Oh, I'm sure. What did the president do that was disgusting? Why doesn't he have a right? Oh, he extolled, he praised the virtues of our nation and our founding fathers. And he called upon our schools to start teaching the historical facts of our nation's founding. Well, maybe it was what the president said in his subsequent speech. We'll get to that in a second. Here's another complaint. The White House correspondent from NBC and MSNBC, a contributor by the name of Yamichi Alcindor, mocked the quote-unquote loud applause that the president received for his educational priorities. A New York Times journalist, Nicole Hannah Jones, you should recognize that name. If you don't, I'm going to remind you in the second half of the show. Nicole Hannah Jones. Here's what she said. The efforts by the President of the United States to use his power to dictate what schools can and cannot teach should be deeply alarming to all of us. So you've got these types of comments from the left, from the Democrats, from the progressive establishment. Now, you have to wonder, what exactly are they upset about? What is it that the president said in his following speech? Maybe that's what's got them all up in arms. Why are they so upset about his announcement of the 1776 Commission? Well, maybe it's some of the quotes, some of the stuff, some of the comments, and the content of the president's speech as he made this announcement. Maybe it was when he said he wanted to, quote, encourage our educators to teach our children about the miracle of American history. How dare he? How dare he? What an awful thing for the President of the United States to suggest our publicly funded schools, our taxpayer dollars that are contributing to, well, not contributing to, actually, they support, they make it possible for these schools. If you and I weren't taxed to contribute to these schools wouldn't exist. How dare the president call upon these schools to encourage the educators, the teachers at these schools, to teach our children about the miracle of American history. What a deplorable thing for the president to say. Well, if that wasn't it, maybe it was when he said this. The only path to national unity is through our shared identity as Americans, unquote. Well, maybe if that wasn't it, maybe it's when he suggested that, quote, our youth should be taught to love America with all their heart and all their soul, and that we must save this cherished inheritance for our children and for their children and for every generation to come. What an awful thing. What a terrible thing. What a deplorable thing for him to say. Well, if that wasn't it, I bet this one's it. I bet this is what's got the left and the progressives so angry. The Democrats can't agree with this one when our president embraced the vision of Martin Luther King, where children are not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, unquote. The president actually said in his speech that he wanted this commission, that this commission would embrace the vision of Martin Luther King Jr., where children are not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Well, maybe these things aren't what upset the Democrats and the left. Maybe it was this. When the president said, we cannot divide America by race in the service of political power. Or maybe it's when he said, we are here today to declare that we will never submit to tyranny. We will reclaim our history and our country for citizens of every race and every religion and every creed. Or maybe this is the deplorable thing that he said. When he condemned those who seek to, quote, silence dissent, to scare others from speaking the truth, who bully our children into the abandonment of their values, their heritage, and our very way of life, unquote. Or maybe it was his charge that, quote, America's founding set in motion the unstoppable chain of events that abolished slavery and secured civil rights and defeated communism and fascism and built the most fair, equal, and prosperous nation in the history of the human race. Or maybe it was when he implored that teaching our youth, quote, the concepts such as hard work and rational thinking, the importance of the nuclear family and belief in God, unquote, are good things and not racially pejorative values. Don't you have to wonder what the heck the Democrats find so outrageous in the president's call for our public schools to teach this simple stuff, these simple truths that every thinking, rational human being should be able to agree with? What in the world has these folks so distraught? How dare the president suggest that we have to teach these things? Well, as ludicrous as their outrage seems, I think the answer as to why they're reacting this way is obvious. And here's why. When you want to fundamentally transform a culture and a country, the first step is to disparage its history. They know that. If you want to deconstruct a nation's principles, if you want to redistribute a nation's power, let me turn that back around a different way. If you want to redistribute a nation's power, you first must deconstruct a nation's principles. They know that. They know that you have to tear down history. You can't extol history. They know you need to besmirch our founding fathers. You can't praise them. They know that if you want to fundamentally transform, Barack Obama, a nation, that you have to disparage its history. You can't make it good. You have to make it bad. They know that if your end game is death to America, which Black Lives Matter is now chanting in the streets, literally chanting in the streets, and there isn't a Democrat out there that has the balls to actually step into the mix and condemn BLM. All the Democratic Party is doing right now is marching in solidarity with this neo-Marxist organization that says on its website that its goal is to dismantle Western civilization. And the Democrats are falling over themselves to support Black Lives Matter while that organization is marching in the streets chanting, F your Jesus, that's a quote, and death to America, that's a quote. If the end game is death to America, then you first must kill the American dream in the minds of America's youth. They know this. So I would argue that they're angry, they've lost their minds, their angst, if you will, their anxiety, their frustration, is for good reason. Because Donald Trump has called their bluff. He's basically hit the bullseye. He's calling for teaching the facts of the United States history through the 1776 Commission. And they don't like it, because they know that if our youth are taught those facts, that it compromises their agenda to fundamentally transform this nation. Before we take a break, let me read this quote to you. It's from Russell Kirk. And this is a take-home. So if you've heard nothing in this show thus far, remember this quote. Commit it to memory. Write it down. Get a pen and paper out. I'm going to give it to you twice. Ignorance is a dangerous luxury, said Russell Kirk. Many Americans are badly prepared for their task of defending their own convictions and interests and institutions. The propaganda of radical ideologues sometimes confuses and weakens the will and the well intentions of Americans who lack any clear understanding of their nation's first principles. And in our age, good-natured ignorance is a luxury none of us can afford. We need to urgently recall to our minds the sound convictions that have sustained our civilization and our nation. And if we ourselves are ignorant of those ideas and institutions which nurture our culture and our public liberty, then we will fall. Russell Kirk, one more time. One more time. This is a take-home. This is worth the time you've spent listening to this show. Ignorance is a dangerous luxury. Many Americans are badly prepared for their task of defending their own convictions and interests and institutions. The propaganda of radical ideologues sometimes confuses and weakens the will and the well intentions of Americans who lack any clear understanding of their nation's first principles. And in our age, good-natured ignorance is a luxury none of us can afford. We need to urgently recall to our minds the sound convictions that have sustained our civilization and our nation. And if we ourselves are ignorant of those ideas and institutions which nurture our culture and our public liberty, we will fall. Russell Kirk. Could it be that the reason for the left's anger and anxiety, their angst, is that they understand exactly the truth of Kirk's warning? They understand it quite well. And I think that the reason our president just struck a chord at the very heart of their cause, I think they're upset because our president just he hit the bullseye. He struck at the very heart of their cause. And that is the Democrats' desire for an ideology of ignorance. And that's why they're furious. History tells us that Demosthenes pleaded to the Athenians as Macedonia was ready to attack and destroy the people of Athens. He pleaded with them, "In God's name, I beg you, think." He tried to awaken them, this confused and divided people. They had lost knowledge and conviction of their principles, their first principles. One more time, their first principles. The propaganda of radical ideologues had confused and weakened the will and the well intentions of the Athenians, and they lacked a clear understanding of their nation's first principles. Oh, they were good-natured, but they were ignorant. They couldn't afford the luxury of ignorance. As Russell Kirk says, as he looks back on history, if we become those Athenians, and we don't even understand our own core values and our principles, if we don't understand the truths of 1776 and forward, if we don't understand the ideas, the seminal ideas that have served as the foundation for this country, then we will fall. And the Democrats know it. And that's why they're angry at Donald Trump for calling upon our public schools to do a better job at teaching the truths of American history and the truths of our founding fathers and the seminal ideas that have served as the foundation for our free republic. Let's take a break and acknowledge our sponsors, and I'll be right back afterwards, and we'll talk about the 1619 Project as being antithetical to the 1776 Commission. I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion. Welcome back to The Rebellion. All right, the 1776 Commission has the Democrats up in arms. Now, why? Well, it's because They believe in the 1619 Project, and we've already talked about it, and I've got a limited amount of time to go through it, but it was authored by Nicole Hannah Jones, one of the women, one of the adversaries of Donald Trump's call to encourage our schools, call to our schools, call to the administrations, the presidents and the principals and the school boards across our nation to encourage our public school teachers to do a better job, to do an excellent job of teaching the truths and the values and the principles of 1776. The 1776 Commission has that as its pure objective. Well, that's unacceptable. How dare the president do that? Well, why are they so upset? It's because they believe in the 1619 Project that was authored by Nicole Hannah Jones. And that's an academic curriculum that's being embraced in many states across the nation. This is not just hypothetical. It's not crazy nonsense. It's being embraced. And this is a history lesson. This is a history curriculum that's grounded in critical race theory, intersectionality, and Black Lives Matter ideology. This is a project that it's been promoted by Time Magazine. And it's been authored, as I said, by Nicole Hannah Jones. It's been praised by, Senator Kamala Harris. She's praised it. But here's the thing. There's so much wrong with it. And I'm going to refer to an opinion piece that was written in the Wall Street Journal back in December. Now, the interesting thing is they're citing scholars in this opinion piece that are communists. Okay? James McPherson is a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian. And Gordon Wood, likewise, is a Pulitzer Prize-winning historian. They refer to the 1619 Project as unbalanced, one-sided, and then it leaves out most of the history of the United States. This is what they say. The 1619 Project was launched on August with a 100-page spread in Time magazine. It intends to reframe the country's history by crossing out 1776 as America's founding date and substituting 1619, the year 20 or so African slaves were brought to Jamestown, Virginia. The project has been celebrated and praised by Senator Kamala Harris, among others. A September essay from the World Socialist website, called the project a racialist falsification of history. Socialists are calling the 1619 Project a racialist falsification of history. But yet, the Democrats are embracing this. This is what the Professor Wood said. It still strikes me as amazing why the New York Times would put its authority behind a project that has such weak scholarly support. Mr. McPherson coolly describes the project's implicit, this is a quote, implicit position that there have never been any good white people, thereby ignoring that there were white radicals and even white liberals who supported racial equality. This is a socialist that's saying this. The project's creator, Nicole Hannah Jones, is proud that it decenters whiteness and disdains its critics as old white male historians. Her quotes. Decenters whiteness, and then she disparages her critics, these scholars that have PhDs and Pulitzer Prize-winning scholars. They're just old white male historians. Now, the interesting thing is her own qualifications is that she has an undergraduate degree in history and African-American studies. An undergraduate degree in history and African-American studies. And she does have a master's in journalism. But she knows a lot more about United States history than two Pulitzer Prize-winning leftists, because they're socialists, but because they disagree with her, they're old white male historians. This is one thing that she writes, Nicole Hannah Jones. You all have truly revealed yourselves for the anti-black folks you really are. White men claiming to be socialists. Jeez. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't make it up. Another guy on the World Socialist website says this, ours is not a patriotic flag-waving kind of perspective. Jeez. Oh, my. And then you have this. Even if you want to make slavery the central story of American history, he says, The Times Magazine's agenda gets it backwards. The American Revolution didn't found slavocracy, as Ms. Hannah Jones puts it. Instead, it brought slavery in for questioning in a way that had never been done before by raising universal human equality as a fundamental principle. This is a socialist that is saying this. He is too conservative for Nicole Hannah Jones. Let that sink in a little bit. Just let that sink in a little bit. And the Democrats are supporting her curriculum, her ideology, her principles being taught in our public schools, and they are falling over themselves with anxiety and anger and angst because Donald Trump wants to teach the truths of 1776. Let that sink in. Let it sink in. Your public schools are funded by your dollars and mine. You have the right, you have the responsibility to hold them accountable to teach the truths of science, the truths of history, the truths of what it means to be a free republic and a free nation. And if you lose those first principles, if you don't teach them effectively to the next generation, then our country will fall. Russell Kirk was absolutely right. The Democrats know it, and that's why they're upset. Thank God for Donald Trump and the 1776 Commission. I'm Dr. Everett Piper, and this is The Rebellion.